for another take on recent research developments in lung cancer, including data reported at the recent 2007 ASCO meeting in Chicago, I met with Dr. Mark Sosinski to find out the most common questions he's receiving from oncologists about management of this disease. Dr. Sosinski began our conversation by discussing the queries he receives about the use of adjuvant systemic therapy.
I think there are two major ones in adjuvant therapy. The first one is, what do you do with the node-negative patients? You know, there's been controversy since ASCO of 06 about the role of chemotherapy in the 1B patient. And this comes up quite a bit because, you know, node-negative T2 disease is pretty common out there in terms of those patients who get resected. These patients were included in the big positive trials, although the subset analysis of the big trials were negative. I am very, I don't want to say skeptical, but I don't put a lot of weight on the subset analysis that we're not powered to show the difference. So if the trial had the eligibility criteria of stage 1B to 3A and the trial was positive, then to me, the patients between 1B and 3A are eligible for that treatment. The subsequent subset analysis, as we've mentioned, have not been positive in the 1B, but they weren't necessarily powered to show a difference in a group of patients that is going to be tougher to show a difference because they have fewer events. I think the potential benefit in the adjuvant setting for the 1B patients, we will ultimately prove is as good as it is in the twos and the threes in terms of risk reduction.
Relative risk reduction. Which is what we've seen in breast and colon.
Absolutely. And so I'm banking on precedent in other solid tumors that we'll see the same thing. So if you have a patient that you think is a good candidate for adjuvant therapy and they have a 1B tumor, I think it's not unreasonable to give that patient treatment. We know on the next intergroup trial they will include the 1Bs, but they have to be bigger than 4 centimeters. But that would actually entail a lot of the 1Bs that were there. So I have an honest chat with the patient, and I tell the docs, you have to talk to the patient and say, you know, the trials did include you in there. There were positive trials. I think getting 3 or 4 cycles of platinum-based, I prefer cis. Not everyone is a great cis candidate. I do use carbo in certain patients. That given our level of supportive care, that we can get patients through 3 to 4 cycles, the rates of mortality with good management and attentive management, I think, are far less than 1% in these trials.
And these docs, of course, are used to using adjuvant therapy in pretty low-risk situations.
Absolutely.
Particularly in breast cancer, where a lot of women are going to get chemo for 10% absolute risk of failure. I'm guessing that based on that precedent, you might get some cases sent to you sometime where maybe the tumor is 2.5 centimeters or 2 centimeters, but the patient's 60 years old and just, you know, a rock in great health.
Yeah. You know, this was an easier question when the CLGB trial was positive. Now that it's negative, it becomes a more difficult question. At ASCO 04, when the CLGB was positive, you know, you can make the argument, well, if 3.1 was included in the trial and you have a patient who's 2.8, do we really think that the relative risk reduction is going to be any different? And I would say no. And years ago, I did treat patients who were kind of in that borderline size. Today, I think it's a little harder to be overly aggressive. I've certainly had a couple of patients who have said to me, you know, they've taken this lung cancer out. I know that I'm a 2.9 centimeter because I got a copy of my path report. I will do anything for a 1% benefit. What can you do for me to reduce the likelihood that I'm going to recur and die from my disease? And so I think if you talk with patients, it has to be individualized. I don't push it, but occasionally you have a very motivated patient who you get the sense that if you say, I won't do it, they will go for another opinion and another opinion. And actually, several years ago, I think I was the 4th opinion of a patient in a very similar situation where we ended up saying, okay, we think we can do this. You're obviously motivated to get it. I think there's a little downside to doing it.